You can just be like I was in the beginning and just run the show Tumblr and the show Facebook and make that be your contact.
I think I'll want to actually. That's kind of why I did that.
Yeah, we have a new website. Anonymity.
We're getting rid of the blog.
Yeah, the HIV Express is no longer.
I'm going to get rid of it because there's just no point. And then we create a Tumblr because we're that cool and that trendy with it. Since other people are doing apps and this and that, we figure go another route and do something that no one else has done.
And I'm on Tumblr, so
Big Fanny has an app. He's the first podcast to have an app, and I want a fucking app for our show.
For what though?
For a show. It's got things. It has
it would
updates.
Have all our. It would have our sounds. You could be fucking. You could walk up right behind someone and go boner.
Exactly. Like stuff like that. And I'm learning how to do an app, and it's a little bit of work, but it might happen. So it just costs money, unfortunately.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's the first podcast to have an app, and I want a fucking app for our show.
For what?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 672 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 31st of August, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's little show, I'm going to tell you how tired I am. Oh, Big Freddy, you did that yesterday. Well, I'm still very tired. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I am back in the fat cave, back where fat belongs. Ah, Big Freddy does it ever. And y'all got up, well, after I recorded the little show for Monday, went back to the back of the resort. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I feel like I'm on the Foul Monkeys. I hear the dryer buzzer going off. Yes, Big Freddy, and that ginger bear can't be too far away. But, oh, y'all, that is the new hotties, hand-dip chicken fingers and french fried potatoes. Oh, and, but I went back in the back and there was a whole big old group of folks from the horror weekend back there. And, yeah, they were playing music and dancing and everything. And, y'all, they had these little, how can I say this without sounding ugly? Well, I'll just sound ugly. They have these little white trash straight boys that work at the horror hotel. And sometimes they might be known as hustlers. I don't know. I can't verify that personally. But one of them is just cute as a button. Dumb as a rock. Dumb as a rock. But he had worked all weekend long, and y'all, he decided to just hang around with us. Hang around with us all Sunday evening. And he got a room at the resort, and y'all, he was drinking a beer early in the afternoon when Big Fatty began his drink-a-thon, getting his drink on. And, y'all, then, and his name is Cheyenne. Y'all, you gotta love that name, Cheyenne. And his last name is not Wyoming. But, Big Freddy! But, Cheyenne says, I only drink about one or two beers about once every, 2 months. Y'all, when I saw him about 11 o'clock on Sunday night, Cheyenne, are you still on beer number two? No, I've had more than a 12-pack. Oh, Jesus Christ. And y'all, he smokes like a chimney. He smokes as much as Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
As much as Vera waddles in her own filth, but, He said he's 29 years old, and I said, how long you been smoking, Cheyenne? And this is before I knew he was 29. And he says, 23 years. I went, dear God, did you start as an embryo? He goes, I started smoking when I was six. And I went, dear Lord. So anyway, Cheyenne, the rest of the horror group, they were keeping Cheyenne filled with Bud Light, and you know, y'all, it was like watching sharks circling to getting ready to attack. It was lovely. And y'all, then I got up on Monday morning and I packed up everything, and Granny and Miss Porter couldn't fit all their shit in their car, so I had to bring some of their shit back also. And then I got on the road, I guess about 10:30 or so, had to get gas, petroleum products, because you know, it's petroleum. Gas is what Big Fatty has every day, but I have to buy petroleum. And then I stopped at the Hadees and got the new hand-breaded or hand-dipped chicken fingers. Yeah, they weren't bad. They weren't bad at all. But they were expensive. Dear Lord, they were expensive. And then I got, what else did I get? Oh, and then I stopped a little bit later on and had me a Reese's peanut butter cup. Oh, dear, I got to see. Ginger Bear, your laundry's ready. Had me Reese's Peanut Butter Cup McFlurry. And y'all, I was getting off the expressway at the Fat Cave exit, and there's a red light at the end of the exit ramp, and there was a car in front of me, and so the light was red. And y'all, I pulled up behind him and stopped, and the next thing I knew, the car behind me was tooting the horn because I had closed my eyes. I was so tired. Big Fatty falling asleep behind the wheel. And y'all, I have just been really, really tired. And y'all, I got up this morning, and just to let you know how much I've been out of touch with reality, there's evidently Hurricane Earl churning away down in the Caribbean. And Yeah, you just never know. It's that time of year when the hurricanes are coming. So anyway, but y'all, the other thing. But anyway, I got home to the Fat Cave and got everything unpacked and got clothes in the washer, and y'all, I laid down and I took about an hour nap, and I said, "Black Friday, you have got to get up and do your little show," and so I did. But y'all. I have got to head down into the Fat Cave, because y'all, we have got some things to chitter chat about. Yes, Big Freddy.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Wind. Crickets. Gosh! To the Fat Cave, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. And y'all, the Big Brother app is coming to an end. It's coming to an end, y'all. And but it's good. It's getting good. And y'all, I know that if you watched it on Sunday night, you know that Lane won the head of household. And he has nominated that Reagan Fox for eviction, and that Enzo. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. Enzo is the biggest floater in the whole game. Y'all, he hadn't done jack squat. But I think that, y'all, they're giving an update. The Weather Rat is on giving us an update on the hurricane. But it looks like it's going to just come off the coast
of the U.S. It's not, and then go up to go up to see Brian from Boston. Yes, who we haven't heard from in a long time, and y'all were gonna send a hurricane up there because we hadn't heard from him. Yes, that'll teach him, Big Fatty. But Enzo is just, he's a floater. He is the ultimate floater, and so Lane nominated him also. But y'all, the power of veto will be announced, competition will be announced on Wednesday night, and then they'll have that eviction on Thursday. It's gonna be good. But y'all, I think unless Reagan Fox can win the power of veto, I think his days are numbered. His days are just numbered. And y'all, but the good thing is, they're going to start showing us what's going on in the jury house. And y'all, that's where the good stuff's going to be. It's going to be all good. But now, y'all, I have been out of it. I have just been out of it, and I'm recording this on Monday. Black Friday, you know, nobody gives a shit. But y'all, and during the bachelor pad, now I don't know if that's anything like a single man's iPad or not, but during the bachelor pad on Monday night, they're going to announce the cast of the season 11 of the Dancing with the Stars. Yes, Big Freddy, that's going to be lovely. And y'all, the rumors are just out there ginger man, get your clothes ready. They're out there like there's no tomorrow. But y'all, I thought I'd just read you what some of the rumors are. The new cast of the Dancing, and we can just check, see how good the rumors are. Because, you know, by the time you wake up and hear the BFO, the cast will be announced. You'll probably have a special e-letter waiting on you telling you who it is. But, y'all, it's the new cast of Dancing with the Stars is going to be announced Monday during the Bachelor Pad. But as is the tradition, many likely candidates have already been leaked and spoiled, as opposed to Black Friday, who has leaked and soiled. Ah, Black Friday, you are vulgar! And anyway, and y'all just about soiled myself when I got home, because, you know, that it's that thing, it's that home poopers thing. I can't get the key in the door fast enough before I have to run to the toilet. But anyway, y'all, here is an overview of who may or may not be announced for the Dancing with the Stars Season 11. These are almost certainties, though. These are the ones that have really been leaked. Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore, he is going to be dancing with Maxim Chiramenko. No, he's not either. Black Friday. And then they've got on here somebody from The Hills. Now, y'all, I don't watch that show, so I don't know who this person is. Audrina Partridge. Don't know who that is. Y'all, and then they've got that Bristol Palin. You know, she's just in it for the money, y'all. She's in it for the money. It's that Sarah Palin's daughter. And y'all, that wouldn't it be lovely just to see Levi out there in the audience playing with himself while Bristol was doing her thing. Y'all, that Florence Henderson, you know, she did those Wessonality commercials, and she was Carol Brady. Jennifer Grey. Now, y'all, do you know who that is? She was in that Dirty Dancing, they say that she is going to have Derek Huff as her partner. And y'all, this is the one that might get some of you to watching this. And y'all, one of the probables is that Margaret Cho. And y'all, she loves the gays. She loves the gays. And y'all, that David Hasselhoff and Michael Bolton and Brandy and Rick Fox, who plays basketball. And then there are other rumors like Kurt Warner, who is an NFL star, Ali and Roberto from the latest people The Bachelor, Landon Donovan. He evidently played that football, as the Flat 29 boys would call it, and we call it soccer. And Troy Aikman, he played football. And y'all, here's the other one. Here's the other one that might get you to watch it too, if it's true. And that's that Kirstie Alley. Y'all, she's big as a hat. She's as big as Vera. And you know, she has that show, The Fat Actress. And you know, y'all, I don't know if you heard. Yo, by the way, wasn't it lovely on Monday to wake up and have your iTunes box just cluttered with nattering from Woodland Hills? It was just lovely. I sent Vera just a thank you e-card saying thank you for not having anything in my thing. Big Freddy, you are so confused you don't even know who you are. But y'all, it sounds like it's going to be good, and I hope that Kirstie Alley's on there, because y'all, she's huge. Huge! But anyway, y'all, I have gotten another e-letter from a listener, and y'all, this is kind of an ass big fatty, but it's not kind of an ass big fatty. So I'm just going to read it. We're not going to play the music or anything like that. But y'all, this is from Gar, in Denver. Y'all, Big Fatty's got a good following out there in Denver. You know, we've got that Brian and David and Gar, and we've got, who else is out there? Casey out there in Denver. It seems like there's somebody else out there, too. Y'all, there's just full of fatty files out there. Ah, Big Fatty! And, oh, Ginger Bear, turn it on, recycle, keep it running. Anyway, y'all, speaking of the Ginger Bear and Albino Show, the Ginger Bear wasn't there this week, y'all, and I didn't listen because, you know, I always take a nap. But I was drinking this Sunday and then passed out later on. But Gar out there in the Denver says, hey, Big Fatty, I love your shows. I can't get enough, Big Fatty. Was wondering if there was a horror group in the Denver area. It sounds like the type of fun that I would love to join into. Plus, I would love to meet Monster someday. Dear Gussie. Well, y'all, let me just tell you something about Monster. And I told God I don't know. But now I do know that KC in Denver enjoys a good horror gathering and likes to go out there to the San Franciscos for some horror events, Gar. So maybe he can help me in doing a little research for you. But y'all, that Mr. Michael Brandon, he all but drove to Atlanta to hogtie the West, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! And bring him over to Augusta for the weekend. Because, y'all, it was a gay country boy kind of weekend. And, he all but threw himself. All but threw himself on Wes. And he has given Wes an ultimatum. You put in for your vacation during the horror contest, the leather contest. Oh dear Gussie. In February during the President's Day weekend. So anyway. Y'all, I am delighted to be back home. Delighted that my clothes are ready for me to hang up, and y'all, I am delighted that you listen to the little show. And y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's little show, that was the boys from the That's What She Said podcast. And y'all, that Christian, he's going, I want to have an app for our show. Well, you know, the thing that I would suggest first, is putting out a little show every now and then. Because y'all, what good is an app for a little show if you don't have a little show? What do you think about that, Christian?
This is the first podcast to have an app, and I want a fucking app for our show.
Well, yes, we'll do a fucking show, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.